Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and that's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at a whole society today, and I want to say to you, there are just right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some
welcome. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours if you dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. Now, if you've tuned in for the first time, I just want to say this to you. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. You can follow us on Twitter, and that is at CMrMotivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you want to find out where I'm performing or you want to get some information, just to check out my blogs, you can go to my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And if you have questions, you can email me at, and that email address is cthemotivator@yahoo.com. That's C as in cow, CHEMOTIVATOR@yahoo.com. And feel free to join us on a live broadcast. Just dial us at area code 323-580-5712. Dare to be different. Your home is a reflection of who you are and how you choose to live. Are you planning to buy a new home, or are you planning to remodel your existing home? Today we're going to discuss organization, saving money, and how to design your living space to fit your lifestyle. Again, thanks for joining us. And before we get started, we want to welcome our guest who's here with us today. Not only does our guest have a talk show called Let's Talk Truth, she also is a life coach, an educator, a poet, an author. And she's worked in the real estate and mortgage industry for a number of years. She's a very successful entrepreneur. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome our guest who's here with us again, the lovely, the wonderful, the talented, the beautiful Lois Bullock. Good morning, Lois. How are you today?
I'm absolutely wonderful today. It's such a beautiful day outside. Just trying to accomplish things before it gets so hot. But
yes.
Other than that, I am absolutely awesome.
Oh, great. Well, I thought this would be a good subject for us to cover today, because I've done shows in people's homes, and I know that today we have more people than ever working out of the home. People have their offices, they have their studios, they have their shops, they have everything that's set up so that they can work out of their home. And a lot of companies are downsizing, and to cut back on expenses, they're allowing employees to work on projects at home, so that if they don't have to be in to use the facilities, if they don't have to come in through the traffic and they can get more out of them, hey, they set that up. And I think it's convenient. I've worked out in corporate America, and also I've worked in the education industry, and having the opportunity to be able to work at home is convenient, and I think it's great. But we want to look at not only just working at home, Lois. Before we can even think about working out of the house, before we can think about doing anything, organization, I think, is an integral part. Can you tell us why is it important to be organized and to have everything on paper, your ideas? Give us your intake on that.
First of all, organization is the absolute key for success. Now, we're talking about this morning, buying new homes or remodeling existing homes. And the majority of the people nowadays, they're because of the economy and the job loss and things of that nature, a lot of people are using their homes as their office space.
Mm.
So in order to be successful in anything that you're dealing with in your day-to-day life, organization is a must.
Okay.
And let's go back. Let's take, first of all, people who want to buy a new home, a new house.
Okay.
Because a house is not a home until you make it a home, but a new house. First of all, organization, it takes a person knowing basically where they want to live.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think in advance, are you planning to have a family, or do you already have a family? Are you going to build a house where it's easily accessed to schools for your children?
Yes.
If you're planning to have children, some people have gotten to the point that, you know, they're not really interested in having kids nowadays. You have young people now who don't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are older people who have lived in the inner city a long time. And because of that, they want to retire where they can have privacy and not so much worry. So organization is key if you're going to purchase a home.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take all those things in consideration. And because of that, you need to put it on paper, plan to do whatever you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the key thing you have to think about, and organization is the key. Now, let's move from purchasing homes to your existing homes.
Yes.
A lot of, like I said, we have gotten to the point where now we're making our homes our offices, and we're changing the way we do things.
Mm-hmm.
So it is absolute key to organize what it is you want to change about your house.
Yes.
What do you want your house to do for you?
Yes.
You know, it's all about making your home a better place.
Okay.
So you have to organize that as far as, first of all, you have to find a good contractor.
Okay.
And good contractors, basically, everybody organizes, but, you know, all contractors advertise.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you choose which one is the best for you?
Now, that's a good idea. I know what I want to do. I know if I want a room in my home so that I can set up to write books or to broadcast my radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I want to do some other things. I have all these ideas. I even have it sketched on paper. I'm using it, an example for someone who's listening to us. How can this person choose a contractor that's going to be sensitive to their
First of all, I believe that choosing a contractor as you choose anyone else, a mechanic or whatever that.
Okay.
I don't necessarily tell you to go to the Yellow Pages and look at the advertising.
Okay.
Because basically people who are in that kind of business should have a reputation.
Got it.
They have built a reputation.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is to check their track record.
And get a referral.
And get referrals and things like that. Go to your mortgage company in your area that you really trust and maybe you have a relationship with.
Okay.
Your mortgage company will definitely have people that they can recommend that will remodel your home. So it's all about, I believe, reputation and not about advertising. Because your best advertisement is your reputation.
You're right.
And I don't think you can go to the internet and look up something. You can't go to the old-fashioned way of going through the Yellow Pages because you're not going to know.
Yes.
And then once you talk to these people, you have a good feeling about who will absolutely do you a good job. And I'm leery of people that I seek someone in a specific profession.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that tells me, when I tell them what I want, and they tell me it can't be done, right there, that's a red flag for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that any job I can think of can be done.
Yes.
You know, and it has to be someone out there who has confidence. Or a person who tells you right off the bat, oh, that's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right there, you know that person is, that's a red flag.
You're right. They're focusing on, I want a lot of money.
Yes, and they're going to gouge you somewhere. So you have to, so these are the things that's a red flag. Don't get attached to somebody who's talking money the first, first out the gate, they don't even know what it is you're looking for.
Wow, you're right. Now, what about, should we also check the Better Business Bureau?
Well, yes, but a lot of your good people have made it to the Better Business Bureau yet. If you know what I mean, first of all, just consider, how do people make it to the Better Business Bureau?
Complaints.
Yes. Complaints. And then sometimes most of these complaints are valid and some of them are not. It just depends on the contractor may have made me angry one day and I just, filed a complaint on them or got it. It's just that personal niche between something that between a contractor and an individual.
Wow.
Like I say, go, word of mouth. That's the best advertising you can get. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just one person. I'm talking about when multiple people, give that company a good name.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I wouldn't advise anybody to just go buy an advertisement. Don't go buy somebody might can pay to put something in a newspaper or a magazine.
And don't have any experience.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And then your money's going down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about some of these contractors that go in, get started, and they stop in the middle of the job?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Reputation, you're going to have to basically rely on the reputation of a company. Because I promise you, if people get involved in a job and leave it, you're not the first person they've done that way. So reputation is key, knowing when to, you know, having your contract and you thinking in advance when you're going to pay these people. If you pay a lot of people before they finish the job, they're not going to finish the job. They already gotten paid. So a lot of people don't care about the honesty and the integrity of, you know, what their company is supposed to represent. So all of these, you have to be organized to know what you want to do and how effective you want it done.
Thank you. I think you gave us a great idea, some insight, because to me it's important to have good people in my network. I know that you have a good network and you have a lot of reliable, trusted, respected individuals that you work with. And I think each of us should be careful as we're developing our networks and our contacts to make sure that we put good people, respectable people that have reputations, and so that if you recommend them to one of your friends, you don't want someone is going to take advantage of them and do them in, and then also risk losing a valuable friendship. So I think it's very important. Right. Now, another thing I wanted to ask you, do you have an office in your home? I know you have a suite for your studio, but
yes,
do you have an office in your home?
I have an office in my home, and that's another thing we need to cover. We're talking about organization.
Okay.
I'm a bit of a procrastinator.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you admit what you are, you can basically conquer it. I'm a bit of a procrastinator, so I will wait to the last minute to do something. And a lot of people think that's a bad thing, but sometimes it's a good thing. If you don't work well under pressure, procrastination shouldn't be a part of your lifestyle. A lot of people panic when you have to work under pressure. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm most effective when I, you know, I'm pushed to the limit.
Yeah.
But that has to do with having good organizational skills. Now, I have good organizational skills, and like I'm saying, I can't operate on what someone else does. I know what I do, but I know what's important to do. When you're working from your home, you have to have space.
Yes.
So you really need to organize some space in your office to put everything that you need to have. You need a good filing system. You need a place to put your stapler. That needs to be in the same place at all times.
Yes.
And you should your phone, whatever it is, you should have a space for everything at your home.
So if you set up a home office, you should have everything that you need for the office right there,
right there.
Not have to travel down the hall or go to the other room to get something.
And the reason that is, number one, it's time consuming.
Okay.
The first thing is frustrating.
Yes.
People have a problem having an office at home because everybody has access to it.
Okay.
You know, if you're not in the position to have an office where you can lock it up.
Yeah.
You're at home, your desk, your computer, everything, everybody has access to it.
You're right.
So you have to organize that area because every time you need something, it needs to be available. It's frustrating to say, I know I laid my pen right here, you know, where is it?
Yeah.
I know I put my calculator right here, you know, if you have a little handheld calculator, And you put it right here, where is my calculator, where is my pen, where is my this? And you're pulling your hair out because you're trying to meet a deadline. So, number one, it's frustrating, and it's taken away from your time.
I see.
So organization is a key.
It's one of the number one keys. So, in other words, what you're saying is that what I'm getting from it is that you should have a place that's entirely for you. It shouldn't be where people just come and grab your pens and grab stuff off of your desk and move stuff, because this can affect you if you have a deadline and you're working on something.
Yes, working on. So it takes that. So being organized in that respect is so absolutely necessary.
Now, I know a lot of families, I know a few people that have their office in their homes, but if the family shares the computer and the work desk, do you feel that if this is a work area, do you feel that everyone in the home should have their own computer, or the kids should have a separate place so that nobody's really working at your particular work area?
If your office at home deals with your livelihood,
okay,
I just think that your family should not have access to everything.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If this is your livelihood, this is your job, they wouldn't go to out in corporate America, follow you to your office to work in there,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's good to equip your family members with laptops or things that they can, you know, have access to.
Yeah.
And they don't have to deal with your things. And a lot of times, working from home, you're working with other outside people's confidential information.
Mm-hmm.
You should have some place to lock that up.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody that comes to your home is not always, you know, they may not always be where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you're working with people. You need a private filing system, someone to file in place where everybody can't just get in and look at, who is this? Oh, I know her, and this and that.
Yeah, you're
you
right.
Your integrity depends on your organization.
Right. You're right. We are responsible for our clients' information.
Yes.
And do you feel that some people just aren't respectable of others, other people's things?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I have friends, some of them are neat freaks,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing wrong with being neat and organized. But do you feel that sometimes some people who are real neat freaks, they may not understand what you have on your desk is very valuable, and you have
exactly.
it stacked.
And they
there
come
for
in
me.
And try to, let me clean your desk up for you. I
yes.
hate that because
yes.
It's my workspace.
Uh-huh.
I know what I need to do.
And you know what
I need to have accessible
yes.
to me. And that's one thing that people make a mistake doing,
mm-hmm.
Even in an office.
Mm-hmm.
People make a mistake because that neat freak wants to impose what they feel on your organizational skill. And that's not, you can't do that. Because what we do and how we approach it, two different things. I have a need. If I'm going to organize my workspace the way I need it, it may be totally different from someone else's. So just leave my workspace alone. Because I promise you, I can have a stack of papers all over my desk.
Yes.
But I know what's there.
Mm-hmm.
I know where to reach and find something. And I can also tell you, among my clutter, and we're going to talk about that, among my clutter, I can tell you among my clutter if you've moved something.
Yes.
Because I'm in tune to my workspace. And that's, you know, that's the first place things need to be organized in your mind.
Yes.
And only if it's organized in your mind do you know if someone has, you know, invaded your space.
Yes.
And so these are the things we're talking about. So we have to make sure we're organized at work, organized at home, that's essential. And we have to also realize that time plays the biggest factor in that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel, Lawson, once we get organized and we're set up at home, and since a lot of companies are doing this now, do you see where it actually saves the individual time and money who's organized, and they can work from home without being spending half of their day in the traffic. And
of course it does.
Yeah.
Us, you know, I told you, like we said earlier, time is very important.
Yes.
And we spend, when we're in corporate America going to our offices outside the home, we spend the majority of our morning traveling.
Yes.
You know, very seldom do we live around the corner from where we work. Some people are blessed to have that, but the majority of the people don't. So time is something that you have to consider.
Yes.
When you're going out to offices away from your house. And so it's very important to do that. Another thing, talking about time, is your space. You know, clutter happens when you have a small amount of space and you're trying to put a bunch of stuff in a small space.
Now, I know that's an area we have some people listening right now. There's someone listening, and there are things falling out of the closet on top of their heads as we talk. What can we say to these people that are bogged out in clutter? Give us some ideas. Where does clutter come from?
Now, clutter doesn't happen overnight.
Okay.
If you're sitting in your closet and you open the door and things are falling out of your closet from the top of it, that stuff didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
That happened over time.
Okay.
And we had, you know, there are ways to handle clutter, and you have to realize. I was reading somewhere where a person who wrote about clutter did it as if it was a football game.
Yes.
You know, they did it in quarters.
Yes.
The first quarter, they sat and they put a timer, and they give you 15-minute intervals. I believe that's how long is a quarter in football?
It's not very long.
15 minutes?
Roughly.
Okay, so and you have to set your timer and come up with a game plan if you're going to, address that clutter.
Yeah.
And because there are supplies you need to do clutter. Number one, you need trash bags. Then there are places people are into recycling, so you have to have a recycling container.
Okay.
Then you need to have your dust rags, et cetera. Whatever you're going to need to make that area more pleasing to the sight. And you should have to turn your phones off and everything. You don't need to be disturbed when you're dealing with clutter.
Okay.
Because if someone keeps stopping you, how much are you going to accomplish?
Right.
You're just not going to do it. So now that's during the first quarter. Then the second quarter, they were saying, you know, that you need to set your timer, and that's when you start to tackle your clutter. But you got to pick each item up one by one, and you need to put it into three piles.
Okay.
Number one, the pile you're going to keep. Number two, the pile you're going to sell or donate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trash pile. So you have three different categories.
Okay.
That's what you're going to do.
That's how you start getting that clutter out.
And then after you finish that, you set the timer again. Now, you're setting your timer 15 minutes to do all this, but if it's taking longer than 15 minutes, you got to go into overtime.
Yes.
And that means you got to go into overtime for each quarter. It just depends that whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
Awesome.
But that's how you get rid of clutter.
Mhm. And what else now? What about people that just love the hang on to things? If even if they're not going to use it,
well,
I guess some people just hoarders where they just want to have their
my family
packages and things around.
My children have accused me of being a hoarder. And that's because they say I hang on to everything, but I think our younger generation mm-hmm. throw away too much.
I agree with you on that.
I mean, you throw away your inheritance.
Yes.
Just pop it up, throwing something away. And I hang on to things that I feel that one day it will be beneficial. You're going to need something, and so I hang on to it. And it'll come a time that I feel that when I do throw stuff away, something that I've held on to, well, I have common sense. I know when something is too far gone. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
But I promise you, young people, my children are young.
Mm-hmm.
All they can say is, Mama, you a hoarder.
Well, now, I understand you on that because I notice kids throw away receipts and different things like that. And you're right. There should be a place that they file when they purchase items. You know, mm-hmm. they buy TVs or computers, different things. They should hold on to those because guess what? What happens when there's
something,
a problem?
Okay, you need to make sure your warranties are there. You need to know dates. I happen to look on the internet a lot,
yeah,
and I look under the unclaimed property
mm-hmm.
website.
Yes,
in that comes from the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I have found a great amount of money for people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in contact with them and I tell them, you need to file this, and here, I'll print this off and I'm going to send it to you, and you fill it out and you send it in. Now, a lot of these things, they want to know, they're doing research. Sometimes they're not just going to send you money.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to investigate. And so you've got to have receipts sometimes. You've got to know how to go back and look on dates in order to get your money.
You're right.
So there was one gentleman that he had $10,000. He had overpaid his mortgage.
Wow.
$10,000. Now, wouldn't it have been nice had he given me a finder's fee, but he didn't. But he had to have different paperwork and stuff to prove that he was that person. So I tell young people, they throw away too much. I have a friend who shreds everything. I mean, the minute they get in the shredder, that's not a good thing.
Yes.
It's okay to pick a point, a cleaning day, that you go through and remove different old things, but I think you need to give things a chance.
Yes.
Because you might need some of that. That information may be relevant for you getting something really big
mm-hmm.
returned to you.
You're right. You are just right. I agree with you 100%. Organization is so important. Mm-hmm. And once we get our organization in its proper perspective, then we can begin to design the kind of home that fits our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that your home is a reflection of who you are?
Most definitely.
Now, I hear some younger men at the office sometimes, that the ones that are single, especially, we got a bachelor pad. Now, when you hear that word, I have a bachelor pad, if you go by there, things are in disarray.
Or a man cave.
Yeah, it's a man cave, and they got things in disarray.
I mean,
it looks awful, smells awful, and
I believe that. First of all, I think that people, and I'm putting myself out there, and I know you may get some people that call you or write you about what I'm fixing to say, but I'm going to say it.
Yes.
Because I'm a life coach.
Uh-huh.
I deal with real life issues.
Yes.
I believe that men who look for a man cave
mm-hmm.
where they get to spend isolated time to by themselves,
yes,
I think they have issues.
Yeah.
Because if you love your wife, I mean really love them like God loves the church, when does God ever take a day away from us? Now think about what I'm saying, you guys, before everybody hops on Mr. Motivator. This is my belief.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that if I need to be separated or, you know, I need to have a place for my escape, what am I escaping from? I believe I'm escaping responsibility. And maybe I don't love that person like I should. I'm just saying, you know, y'all can... what if they put on that IJS, I'm just saying. That's what I believe because I just don't believe that you need to be separated from something that you want to be around.
Yes, yes.
And you're not two people anymore. So how can you have a man cave and she has what? The kitchen?
Yeah, I agree with you. There's definitely something going on, and especially when you hear a man say, "Hey, I want it where if I just go to the bathroom, I don't have to pull up, you know, the toilet seat and all this."
That's somebody who.
Yeah, and what's wrong with making it? If you have a wife and you have a daughters, So you want to be respectful of them, and I think that you're right. There's a whole nother
something.
Content on something.
Yeah, that's another show. We'll probably do that on Let's Talk.
Yeah, we definitely
men wanna, who want to have a man cave.
Yeah, we definitely that's a great one for your show, and I make sure I tune in if I'm not there to be a part of that. Now, before I know you want to talk about. The designing and making it custom to fit us, because you know you have a beautiful home and I love the way you've organized, and you're still working on some things, and what's that you always tell me? You said, hey, this is a work in progress, but look, I admire the fact that you set goals, and when you say you're going to do something, you do something.
Yeah, you have to have that.
You're sitting here today. You look beautiful. I see you've been losing weight, and so you're
of
working
course.
On yourself. And I think all you know. Again, you set goals, and I really admire you for your.
I'm into organizing my life, reorganizing my life.
Yeah.
My oldest child is 38 years old,
mm-hmm.
and my youngest is 33. And so I'm losing weight because.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find them a father, and that's part of my organization.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm reorganizing, remodeling, just
yeah,
to say.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I don't think you have to search very far, because I mean, you own your own magazine, you own your own books, you have copyrights.
But I just want people
you
to
own
love
your
me
home,
for me. Yeah.
You own your car. the sign, I'm in debt, does not, you don't wear that over your head. Now, another thing I want to ask before we go into, I know you want to talk about all these beautiful homes and how to design, but now I know it's important that we have base everything on good content.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at some of these beautiful designs and everything that you're showing me,
mm-hmm.
and all of the ideas, could you give our listeners the website address for the publication that you're using?
Yes, you can go online at remodelingmag.com.
Okay.
And you can look in there. And the reason it's important, like mm-hmm. I said, we're talking about organization. And you have to realize just because you know what you want,
yes.
you still don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to get ideas
yes.
from experts
yes.
And when it comes to remodeling your home and designing it to fit you,
mm-hmm.
you know what you want, but it's going to take an expert to tell you how to get there.
Yes.
So I look at a lot of different magazines. I go online and look at a lot of different magazines. So sometimes what you want is really not what you want.
Yes.
And when you can see other designs and from different different things on the internet, it gives you ideas. It gives you creative. It helps you to become a little bit more creative. Whereas you may have wanted a place with one window, you see someone has designed and they got eight windows across the back of their house, mm-hmm. and that's so awesome to me. I love windows.
Okay.
I tell people at my home, stop trying to make my house dark inside. I'm not a vampire. I love light. And so it's just going to take you organizing stuff in your mind and going on different websites and looking at different magazines before you settle for something. Because I promise you, a lot of these homes that they're building now,
mm-hmm.
they have a space in there you don't have a clue what it's for.
Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right.
You don't know what it's for.
The other question I was going to ask you, is there another site for people if they want to get more resources? You know, they want designers, or what do you call it, interior designers, or architects?
Yeah, because things like that, the architect and they're going to give you your space.
Yes.
And then, but the interior designer is going to make that space workable for you.
Okay.
So you have to go to different, like I said, the best form of looking at different things on the internet, Google it.
Okay.
You know, just go to Google and put in there interior designers and pull up different things like that. Look at their work.
Yes.
And it gives you, like I said, sometimes you might think you want this room to look this way, but once you see other designs that other people have used, you might want to bite off of them. You know,
right,
hey, I want this.
You're right. It may even add more to your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you had another resource. Could you tell me?
Yeah, this is go.hw.net. These are shortcuts.
Oh, okay. Go.hw.net. Mm-hmm. That's a shortcut to resources.
Yes. To find different shortcuts for remodeling and things
of
that nature.
Well, thank you for sharing it with me. You know, I've never heard of remodeling magazine until you bought all these here to the studio today. And, man, these are beautiful. And look, they even have blueprints in the magazines, and they give you pictures and everything.
Oh, yeah. Once you see things that are laid out,
yes.
Sometimes you can look at something that you have in mind. You go, hey, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And sometimes you either want it or it'll make you change your mind because you see how it looks. And
yes.
You'll see that it's just not really for you or it's not to fit you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just a matter of taking your time. Organizing your thoughts so
mm-hmm.
that you can get with your remodeling or, in essence, not just remodeling. You're going to do a home from scratch. You're going to build a home first time. You still need to get with that person that's going to build it, that contractor,
mm-hmm.
so that they're going to build exactly what you want.
Mm, I like that.
And
I want it the way I want it. I don't
mm-hmm.
want somebody to choose how they want my house.
Exactly.
Now, another question I want to ask you while you're here, because now one of my mentors that I study a lot with is Brian Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Tracy made a statement. He said, readers may not necessarily be leaders, but most successful leaders are readers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he said, when you visit the home of those that are truly wealthy,
mm-hmm.
that are very successful, the first thing you're going to find is a library in the home. Now, I know you have a huge library. Now tell me about that. How do you put that into the equation when
you build? You have to plan a time for, you know, just reflection.
Yes.
And peace.
Okay.
Reading is very peaceful.
Yes.
You can, and you need to be able to go to a place where you can choose different books to read.
Yes.
In your home, if you have a library and a comfortable chair, you can have a lot of peace. You know,
okay.
Because that's what brings in your organization's your organizational skills have provided you time.
Yes.
To spend peaceful moments.
Okay.
In your library.
Oh.
And you sit in your comfortable chair.
Yeah.
And you choose a good book.
Yeah.
And you read it.
Yeah.
Because reading keeps your mind stimulated.
Okay.
For a lot of people who haven't reached the point where they can travel, you can travel all around the world in a book.
Wow.
You can sometimes reading will stimulate things in you that you didn't know that you had. Those are positive areas of your life that books will stimulate inside of you. And so it's good to read.
Wow.
My granddaughter is 6 years old.
Yes.
And she can read better than some old people.
Wow.
Because she's been geared in that direction. Her parents have... her parents love to read. Her dad will stick anywhere and read a book.
Oh, really?
And that's one of my main hobbies is reading.
Really? So have you always been a reader?
I've always been a reader
from a
child up.
Wow.
My mom would be looking for me, and I would be stuck somewhere in a corner down between something with a book.
Wow.
And I've always been a reader because it just stimulates your creativity. And those are things that only God knows that you have in you.
I hear you.
But you can read certain things and it stimulates you.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if we have a profession, don't you think if you're a realtor, you're a builder or executive, you should be up on abreast
you
of
have
your
to
industry?
Stay abreast of everything, the changes that's going about.
Yes.
That's just like people who do income tax.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of people that do income tax in the home.
Mm-hmm.
They have to read to stay abreast of the new tax laws.
That's
or
right.
They will get you in trouble.
Oh, yes, they will.
And figure your taxes.
Oh, you're right.
So this is what we have to understand about organization.
Wow.
And how good it is to read. Because if you don't read, you'll probably pick the wrong contractor, the wrong everything.
Yes.
Because you have to read about fabric and paint. Anytime you're doing updating your house or having something built, you got to know what kind of wood am I going to use here? What kind of bricks am I going to use here? What kind of paint am I going to use? How are you going to know? You're just going to take somebody's word for it? You're going to read for yourself and understand the importance of picking this particular paint. This is where I'm going to spend most of my time. So I want this kind of paint. Do I want the glossy finish? Do I want the matte finish? It's just so much. You need to really read and gather your information, organize your own thoughts before you hire people to do your work.
Awesome. Another question I'd like to ask you about. This right here, the media room.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that it's real big with people today. Family want to have a place. It looks like a theater in the home. They got theater seats, the popcorn, or just a hangout. How does a person go about putting together a media room that's comfortable for them?
First of all, you have to. Again, know in your head what you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are you trying to accommodate?
Oh, okay.
I personally believe that every family should get together at least once a week. It used to be down in when years ago, I would make sure all of my kids, the ones that gave birth to and the ones that didn't, we had a night for family where we watched movies.
Yeah, that's really
now,
cool.
Back in the day,
yeah,
before I had enough room, we would all be in my bed. I would be laying in my bed, and they would all be sticking on different corners, but we watch movies because I always feel like it's important to spend family time together.
I see.
Notice I didn't say give me a place where I can escape.
Gotcha.
But
I
believe family time. This is where, like I say, I'm a life coach. I believe in life issues.
Mm-hmm.
So a media room now holds the place of that bed. You know, everybody sitting on my bed, some people on the floor, bring this chair in here, pull this in here, putting things in the room, and we're all piled up in there. But we loved it because we were spending family time together, and we watched a movie. No cell phones. You can't bring your cell phone in.
Wow.
You got to do that. We do popcorn or whatever it is, sandwiches. But we have all of that in advance. So a media room gives a more space. Everybody can sit down. Nobody's up in my bed on my sheets and my comforter and things like that.
Yeah.
So it just depends on who you want to entertain. A lot of people now are building media rooms based on their outside influences.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that a media room in your home should be built strictly for your family.
No, I agree with you. I think as we're building and designing a home, it should encompass make room for those that we love or those that we care about.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just going to build to isolate and to find create places for everybody to hide.
Mm-hmm.
You're defeating your purpose, right?
Exactly.
And I like what you said. You said that before you move to your new home and had your media room designed, when you guys were in a smaller place, the family, everybody was in the bedroom. But, you know, I think that is so cool, and I admire the fact, you know, the closeness that you have with your family, your kids, all grandkids, everybody come over and they enjoy each other, they eat together. And I think a lot of families are missing that today. And again, that goes back to the title of our show, the subject, Dare to Be Different.
Mm-hmm.
You are saying that it's okay to design your home for you and your family. And you're not trying to create a home that's going to be like someone who's a hermit, and they don't they have a family, but they're totally in a place where they just want to live and escape.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so sad. You hear people, Robert so and so died in his home, and he was by himself, and his family was in other quarters, or they were away. Don't you think it's sad when people just...
It really is. And even though I've moved or upgraded in status, I still didn't upgrade my desire for family. You just can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like right now, I don't care if my kids go in my bedroom. You know, people walking. You know, my kids can walk in my bedroom. I don't care.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm in there, well, right now I'm single, but if I was married, I'd teach my children, knock on my door.
Yeah.
But you're always welcome to come in.
Yes.
And that's why it would bother me if some of my children would steal from me, because I don't hide anything from them.
Wow.
I keep everything out. And my jewelry, that real expensive jewelry, I probably don't have it. But, whatever jewelry I have, it's in my room. I don't hide it. I'm not putting this in a safe or that in a safe. Because when you start hiding things and taking possession of things, then that says to me you're planning on being by yourself.
Oh, I hear you. And thank you for sharing that. Now, the other thing I noticed, the designing of the outside of the house. Okay, I know these are some beautiful designs, and you said again you take your ideas to your builder or the contractor,
mm-hmm.
and go from there. Now, what you said about the media room and the flooring and some of the other different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this where you get consult with the interior decorator when you get into that aspect?
Well, building first, you don't get into the interior decorator until you get ready to make it permanent. This is the permanent look I want.
Yes.
So then you say, what would it look like? They're going to offer different suggestions.
Okay.
But you tell them, I'd like for this room to look like a room from outer space. Then they can tell you what you're going to need, or they can offer suggestions. But it's a effort of coming together with both your desires and their expertise and putting it together and making it a workable project.
And when everything's completed, the inside of your home, the bathrooms and the outside, and you step out and your home looks nothing like anybody on your block.
That's fine.
It's okay. It's okay to be different.
It should be okay. It's okay to be different. I'm not going to. I'm me.
Yes.
So why would I fix my house to fit you?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if you come to my house as part of my guest or whatever, appreciate what I did for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just like I'm going to appreciate what you did for you. A lot of people, girl, I don't know why you did that. I did it because I wanted it to look that way.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, my wife, we're sort of trying to decide. She's not totally in agreement, but I thought about some large 24 by 36 pictures of me in every room of Mr. Motivator.
Well, yeah, which I tell you, Mr. Motivator, she would have absolutely love you to have that in the foyer, over the fireplace, down the hall as you go all down the hall, in your bedroom, in the kids' bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a little overboard, that's what you want, and that's what
right.
she agrees
yeah.
to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm glad I'm not married to you, because that's when we'd have our first fight.
What about what do you think about the boxer George Foreman and all of his kids being named George?
I think he just went overboard.
You wouldn't want to name all your kids.
No,
name,
I wouldn't want to. I don't want all my kids, Mr. Motivator, Mr. Motivator Junior. Mr. Motivator, the fourth, the fifth. Once you get up there, that goes too far.
Yeah.
I think, you know, at least two, that's it.
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, no, not that many Georges.
Okay, I got you. But, again, getting back to the point.
Again,
it's
his
okay
wife either loved him or was afraid of getting punched out.
But, hey, you've given us some beautiful ideas and some great insight, and this is so broad, we may have to do another show, invite you back so we can cover some other areas, because there are probably some women that have questions about the floor, the floors and the tile, and also people have questions about and everything. So we'll cover that maybe on another show. Again, I want to thank you for coming out, being such a great host, and for just being dynamic. Folks, it looks like we're out of time, but again, I want to thank all of you for being with us on the Mr. Motivator broadcast today. And I leave this with you. It's okay to be different. You should be yourself, enjoy yourself, and live this life to the fullest. And I believe that if you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Folks, I'm Mr. Motivator. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to you being with us on another exciting broadcast. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the support. I want to thank all of you that have decided to join me and follow me on Twitter. I want to thank all of you that are hitting the like buttons on Facebook and really putting Mr. Motivator out there. Thank all of you that have been contacting me about performing at your comedy clubs and doing a lot of events. Again, have a great weekend. We love you. We'll see you back. And, hey, Lars, where are we going out for lunch today?
I don't know. Wherever you're going to be.
Okay, well, look, I'm paying for you and everyone that's with you, and we're going to have some fun today. All right, goodbye. We'll see you all later.
That was